The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
And good evening once again, everyone, from St. Paul High School. It's time for the boys' portion of tonight's Lou Platte Conference doubleheader between the St. Paul Wildcats and the Wood River Eagles. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. In our girls' game tonight, it was Wood River 48 and St. Paul 29. And for the Lady Eagles, just their second game of the year after getting two of them postponed. Of course, this was one of the postponed games from last Thursday. So we're ready to do some battle tonight. St. Paul starting a new era this year with Drew Billiter after coming over from Palmer, replacing the longtime head coach in Rick Peters, who is the athletic director. And, you know, that keeps him pretty busy. I mean, he's a busy guy. He's a busy guy. He's turning it over to Drew, and they're off to a 2-0 start. We'll take a look at the starting lineups here on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. As always, our games can be heard on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by our folks at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank. First off, for the Wood River Eagles, number 2 is a 5'10 senior. That is Quinn Burkhardt. He's followed by number 4, a 5'11 junior, A.B. Rojas. Also in the starting lineup is number 11, 6-foot junior, Matt Wanilevich, number 21, 6'2 junior, Dakota Erpelding, and number 30, a 6'1 senior, Tyler Abbott. Head coach is Derek Lindsay, assisted by Robin Evans and Barry Carlson. Wood River 1-2 on the season. Their win came on opening night against Centura. They've lost to Sandy Creek and Adams Central. Now for the St. Paul Wildcats, number 3 is a 5'10 senior, Brady Townsend. Number 14 is a 6'4 senior, Isaac Stone. Number 15, a 5'7 senior, Tanner Kohler. Number 31, a 5'11 senior, Clark Rathman. And number 42, a 6'2 senior, Austin Schulte. The head coach is Drew Billiter, assisted by Dustin Nilsson and David Bullish. St. Paul comes in with a 2-0 record with wins over Gibbon and Twin River. That's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is next.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And St. Paul will control the opening tip of this basketball game. The Wildcats' first shot is no good, and then we've got an over-the-back foul called on Brady Townsend. So Wood River with the basketball tries to get into their offense, but they turn it over on the opening possession, and Isaac Stone wants to run. Seems like he's been here forever, and he takes it all the way to the hoop. Did a little stutter dribble out on the wing, and he got his man to bite, and Stone takes it in for the first points of the basketball game, 2-0, as Wood River tries to keep things going quickly here. Get it on the left wing to Erpelding. Erpelding dumps it into the corner. The ball will be tipped and knocked out of bounds. So an inbounds pass coming here for the Wood River Eagles, trying to get some confidence going here against a solid St. Paul ball club. St. Paul comes out, plays man-to-man defense here, as Wood River will throw it to the top of the key, and Burkhardt. Burkhardt over on the left wing. They'll get it to Wadalevich. Matt holds the ball. Everybody else on the right side looking for some movement. Want to get it down low. They've got Tyler Abbott, but not looking at him. And St. Paul a little bit taller ball club. You got Clark Rathman down there on the post trying to keep it away from Abbott. Skip pass over for a three on the way. Burkhardt. It's off the iron. No good. Ball tipped out to St. Paul. And coming out of there with it will be Brady Townsend. St. Paul wants to run. They get it to Stone. Stone underneath. Stone will be fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. This is a kid that can put a lot of points on the board, but is pretty hot and cold from what we've seen, Isaac Stone. But tonight, trying to get off to a quick start, and Matt Wadalevich was whistled for the foul. And the first free throw will rattle around and in. So Stone has the first 3 points of the basketball game. And the second free throw is on the way, and that's in and out, no good. The ball is slapped out of there by Austin Schulte. Schulte got the rebound into Stone in the paint. The seven-footer is good. So a good start for St. Paul as they are up 5-0 here in the first minute and a half of the game. The press is broke, but then Stone with that long 6'4 frame gets the last pass, makes the steal coast-to-coast, pulls up in the lane, and scores. Isaac Stone, 7, Wood River, nothing. Full court zone trap is on. Wood River able to break it this time with A.B. Rojas. And they'll slow it down over to Quinn Burkhardt on the right wing. Down to the low block, trying to make some room for himself as Wadalevich and Stone. This time a little too aggressive, called for the foul. And we'll see some free throws coming up for Wadalevich. 3 juniors, 2 seniors in the starting lineup for Wood River. All 5 seniors in the starting lineup for St. Paul, which probably makes that transition to a new head coach a little bit easier as Wadalevich misses the first free throw. Again, earlier tonight, Wood River winning the girls' game 48-29. Kelly Bosser, 21 points, 9 rebounds. Wadalevich will hit the second free throw, and Wood River is on the board. 7-1, St. Paul off to the quick start here against the man-to-man defense of the Eagles. Into Stone, they can't stop him. He'll put the shot up, it won't go. Rebound, kicked around, and finally grabbed by the Eagles' Dakota Erpelding. Now he needs some help in the backcourt, and they're able to pass the ball down low. They've got a man wide open. They'll get it underneath. The shot is up. It rattles out for Tyler Abbott, but he does draw the foul. And the foul is on Clark Rathman. He saw at the last second that there was a cherry picker back there and ran down and fouled him. But 2 free throws coming up for Tyler Abbott. 5:31 to go. First quarter, 7-1, St. Paul. And the righty puts it up and in. Abbott has a second free throw coming. Isaac Stone with the first 7 points of the ball game for St. Paul. And the second free throw is up, and it spins out, no good. Stone will grab his first rebound off the Abbott miss, and they'll want to run the floor. They get it down to Rathman. Rathman draws some contact on the shot, no good. Stone's just taller than everybody else, and he'll go over the top and get the putback. 9-2, and now a steal. It is 1-on-2, and trying to force the issue is Austin Schulte, and Wood River gets right in his way before the shot, and a blocking foul called on Quinn Burkhardt. His first and the team's second foul. So it will be St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Box the lane here. Looking to get it in. Looking for Stone. He's covered. They go up top. The ball knocked away by Burkhart. Still loose on the floor. There's a scrum. Wood River is tied up. Jump ball. Arrow does point the way of Wood River. That'll be St. Paul's first turnover. Don't forget, we've got Monday Night Football tonight as well on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. Seattle trying to keep their second half run going as they take on St. Louis. Right now, Wood River trying to get the ball down low. It's going to be deflected away and knocked out of bounds. The turnover forced by Tanner Kolar, and Wood River with four turnovers here in the first 3 minutes. Checking into the ball game for St. Paul is Nolan Detlefs. The 5'9 junior rolls into the basketball game. And now walking the ball up the floor will be Tanner Kolar after forcing the turnover at the other end. Top of the circle, trying to get a back door. He does. Netlefs misses the short little jumper, and the rebound brought down by Wodolevich, and he caught Stone right underneath the chin and rocked him back a little bit. Stone kind of tries to shake it off, but doesn't get back defensively. And now, do they call goaltending? I think they did. Give the bucket to Tyler Abbott on the goaltending by Stone. He got there, but just a little late. And Wood River will get the basketball to go through the cylinder, but it doesn't matter. The goaltending is called, and it's 9-4. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. St. Paul brings Josh Harahill in, a 5'9 sophomore. Kolar gives it to Harahill on the right wing. Head fake, dumps it into the corner. Stone's going to try a three. That's no good. Rebound is grabbed there by Brady Townsend, and they'll spread the floor and reset the offense. Right now, just a little more athleticism on the floor for St. Paul. They're elevating and getting higher than what Wood River can and getting a lot of the boards. Harahill for three off the pick. It's off the mark. No good. Another offensive rebound. It's put back up. No good by Townsend. Now the ball's on the floor. And finally, Wood River's Dakota Erpelding will be fouled. And getting tied up down low, Wodolevich and Stone. And I'm not sure what the officials, did they call a jump ball out of all that? Thought they called a foul. A double foul, maybe. That is the case. I think we have a double foul. Stone gets his second, and Wodolevich gets his second. And so some substitutions now, and we'll set the lineup for you once everybody gets done running back and forth. And on a double foul, you go to the alternate possession, and the arrow points the way of St. Paul with 3:47 to go here in the first quarter, 9-4. And the ball will be taken out right below us here by St. Paul. Detlefs gets it in. Turn around, little left-hand jump hook is no good by Schulte, and it goes out of bounds off St. Paul. Zach Rasmussen has come in. He's out there with Harahill, Nolan Detlefs, Tanner Kolar, and also Austin Schulte. Those are the five on the floor for St. Paul. Wood River has the basketball on the right wing with Dakota Erpelding. Tries to go to the baseline. Nothing there. Back out to Quinn Burkhart. Burkhart goes right back left. He gets it to Erpelding. Dribbles it off of his foot on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Also on the floor for Wood River, Dylan Mayfield. Oh, they say that they dribbled it off of St. Paul foot, so they switch it and give it back to Wood River after the official called the kids back. And now we've got a whistle and an offensive foul called on Wood River's Tyler Abbott. That'll be his first. And a timeout going to be called here by St. Paul. They have the lead with 3:16 to go in the first quarter of play. It is 9-4, Wildcats on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back to high school sports here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at Platte River Preps. newtechsportsnet.com. Doug Duda with you here from St. Paul. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Peters and the crew here for their hospitality. As St. Paul will get the ball out of their own timeout, leaving it 9-4, and a three-pointer by Tanner Kolar will come up short. Wood River will fight between themselves for the basketball, and Mayfield will get the rebound. Mayfield brings it across the timeline to Erpeling. Martinez has been in the game, and he stays in. Now the ball is tipped and stolen away. Turnover number 5 for Wood River. St. Paul has one as Kolar brings the ball up the floor. Stops at the center circle, but maintains the dribble as he waits for his offense to get set. They went 1-4 low. Now they're going to go 1-4 high. Everybody up around the free throw line. Harry Hill runs through. Set him up for a three-pointer. Doesn't want it. They post up Schulte. Don't get it to him. Back out to Deathless. To Kolar. Up top to Harry Hill. Harry Hill top of the key three. Too strong. Long rebound. Picked up by Kolar. Good pass underneath the Deathless. His shot partially blocked. And we've got another jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Wood River. More substitutions. Coach Billiter keeping his crew running and rotating through as Clark Rathman and Brady Townsend come back in. And for Wood River, A.B. Rojas, 9-4 your score. In favor of the home team here, St. Paul. High school hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 as the ball is tipped away. And it's going to go out of bounds. Stays with Wood River at midcourt. Wood River trying to find a way to get something going offensively here. Their defense has been okay. And now with Stone on the bench, he has all the points for St. Paul. He's got 2 fouls, though, and he's on the bench. Wood River basketball. Rojas gives his dribble up, needs some help, scoops it over to Burkhardt on the right wing. Quinn to the baseline. Dishes it back door. Great pass to the layups up and in by Dylan Mayfield. And that's what Coach Lindsay wants to see out of his ball club. 9-6, St. Paul by 3. As Josh Harrahill brings it across the timeline. Left-hand dribble, clears it right side for Townsend. Townsend by himself on the right side, goes back up top to Clark Rathman, dribbles into the paint, 10-foot jumper, no good. Got his own rebound in a sea of purple. He's trying to get it out of there, and he will. Now forcing the shot up, and no good by Brady Townsend. Another offensive rebound, and this one is Josh Harrahill back up. And in. So sticking with it that time, St. Paul Wildcats. And it is 11-6. They've been on 9 for a long, long time. Finally, able to get something to go right there for them. Wood River to Martinez. Another good bounce pass underneath. A little too deep, though. And a foul going to be called on St. Paul as Dylan Mayfield got it on the low block again. And to the free throw goes Mayfield. Third trip to the line for Wood River here in the first quarter, because that is the 5th foul already on St. Paul. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. The foul that time called on Zach Rasmussen, his first. Free throw no good by Dylan Martinez, the 6'3 sophomore. Now Kolar and Quinn Bruliet check in for St. Paul. So you've got Quinn Bruliet wears number 2 for St. Paul. Quinn Burkhart wears number 2 for Wood River. And the second free throw is up, and it is in for Dylan Mayfield. So Wood River now 3 of 6 at the line, and it is 11 to 7 is your score. Get it over on the left wing to Bruliet. Bruliet kicks it back up top to Townsend. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. 11-7 is your score. Back into the corner, St. Paul drives. It's going to be Bruliet. Little baseline runner, no good. Ball kept alive. St. Paul, another offensive board. They just throw it up. It's no good. Off the Rathman putback, and the rebound made by Martinez. He needs some help. Finally gets it to Mayfield, and now they clear things out. Getting it across the timeline is Quinn Burkhart. Left-handed dribble with 20 seconds. On the wing, he goes to Martinez. Martinez back out to Rojas, tries the three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Burkhart, and he's going to be fouled on the putback. And another free throw attempt here for Wood River. So they're staying in the ball game by at least getting to the line. And the foul is on Tanner Kolar, his first, 6th foul here in the first quarter on St. Paul. 9 seconds remaining now in the quarter. And the first of 2 free throws for Quinn Burkhart is up, and it is short, no good. 11-7 St. Paul, and Wood River's missed 4 free throws here in the first quarter. They're 3 of 7. Let's see if Burkhart can knock down the second one. And he can. Twins' first point of the basketball game. 11-8, 7 seconds. Kolar pushes the ball up the floor, kicks it off on the wing. The ball's knocked away. The steal is made. And can they get a shot away? Wood River at the horn. No, they can't. Yeah, they will. They'll call a foul. They'll call a foul out of control the other way. And good hustle for the Eagles. And the foul is on Austin Schulte, his first. And at the line, they're going to give Quinn Burkhart two free throws. Burkhart made the steal, tried to get to the other end, had to take off about 7 feet away, and that's when Schulte thumped him. The first of two free throws, no good, though. Boy, Wood River could have the lead if they were making their free throws. And again, they have been one of two every time at the line. Let's see if they can finish off with a free throw here. Burkhart, the second one is up, and it is in. So five trips to the line, one of two every time for Wood River, and the first quarter is over. It is 11-9, St. Paul. You're listening to Luplat Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you as we head into the second quarter. St. Paul will get the ball, and they have an 11-9 lead after jumping out 7-0. But Isaac Stone got a couple of fouls, and he's on the bench, and he's still on the bench here to start quarter number two, as Coach Drew Billiter of the Wildcats has substituted very freely in the first quarter of play. And Wood River's put some subs in as well, but just not rotating him quite as quickly as St. Paul, who goes back door to Kolar, knocked away from behind by Burkhart. And then it's tipped back to Quinn, but he's standing out of bounds. So St. Paul gets a break, and now Stone re-enters the game. He had 9 of their 11 points. Mayfield and Abbott each with 3 for Wood River. They were 5 of 10 at the line in the first quarter, 1 of 2 for St. Paul, who gets it into Stone. Turnovers, 5 Wood River, 2 St. Paul. Neither team has made a 3-pointer. St. Paul has shot 4 of them, Wood River 2. Stone now trying to get a little pick and roll going. He can't get the roll, so he'll shoot the three. And another long offensive rebound for Brady Townsend. 10 rebounds in the first quarter for St. Paul, 6 for Wood River, and a lot of those were on the offensive glass. Getting 2 tries almost every time down. Now another 3, and this time it's good. Clark Craftman will get his first bucket of the ball game. And that will make it 14-9 in favor of the Cats as Wood River tries to run the court. They do. Point blank layup up, sitting on the rim, and falls for Dylan Mayfield. He's got 5 points. 14-11. And Wood River, they just need some confidence. I think that's the one thing we'll look for tonight as they get it to Stone. They can't stop him in the man-to-man, and he turns and scores. He's got 11. So right now, Wood River's got to find a way not only to keep things going offensively, but they have got to box in one or do something with Isaac Stone because he's killing them. Burkhart to the baseline, knocked out of the hands of Martinez, and up the floor after the steal is Rathman. Rathman leaves it off for Stone, and he puts the runner up. No good. There was a little traffic, and the rebound brought down by Mayfield of the Eagles. And here comes Wood River running the other way. Rojas, A.B. gets by Kolar, takes it to the hoop and scores. First bucket for A.B., and it is 16-13 St. Paul, as they don't waste any time with Tanner Kolar pushing the ball up the floor, the 5'7 senior point guard. With that right elbow sleeve on. Looks at Drew Billiter, the head coach, and waits for everybody to get set, call the play, and get something going. Stone off the cut. There he is again. There's going to be a push in the back before he ever shot the basketball, though. And we've had plenty of fouls called in the game. The foul is going to be on Tyler Abbott, his second, and the fifth team foul on Wood River. Coming in for the Eagles is going to be Dakota Erpelding and Matt Renault. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. They get it into the corner to Rathman. Back up top to Kolar. trying to shake free is Townsend for three. He's there. He shoots. He hits. First bucket of the ball game for Brady Townsend. A couple of threes here in the second quarter. The lead's back up to six. 19-13 Cats. As they get it to the back door, there's Wood River with the ball, and Erpelding's going to be fouled before he can get a shot attempt. It's a one-and-one, though. And that's on Rathman, his second. It is the eighth team foul already. So St. Paul, we got a lot of kids, but they better be careful. That's a lot of fouls already. Erpelding to the line to shoot a one-and-one. And the free throw by Dakota is no good. A lot of them have been short that they're missing, and Stone will grab his third rebound. So 5 of 11 so far at the line for Wood River as Kolar forces the issue. He's cut off there by Erpelding, kicks it back out to Townsend. And Townsend will back it out to the center circle and reset things. Dribbles to the right. They try to run Kolar off some picks, lob it to him on the left side, comes into the paint, then throws it into the deep post to Stone, and Stone will lay it up and in. For some reason, Wood River collapsed three guys on Kolar when he got deep into the paint. And so he just jumped up and threw it over the top of all three of them, and Stone has 13. 21-13 St. Paul, now their biggest lead of the game at 8. Baseline jumper the other way is no good by Rojas. Tipping the ball, trying to get it as Townsend. He's trapped in the corner. And then a timeout will be called by St. Paul because Townsend wasn't going to be able to get out of that corner. And with 4:32 to go in the first half of play, it is St. Paul 21 and Wood River 13. We'll be back with more high school hoops right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you from St. Paul. First of a busy week, first night of a busy week of high school basketball. We're up here, as we always are, in St. Paul in the wrestling facilities, which they continue to improve. They put up all of their medalists in wrestling and have put a little more decor on the wall here. So that program has had some really good kids. And once again, we'll see them in the conference tournament, hopefully quite a few at state as St. Paul out of the timeout gets into their offense with Austin Schulte back in. They try to post him. There's two players there. Townsend gets the ball, throws up a wild shot, no good, but Stone gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Isaac Stone with a monster first half. It's 23-13, 15 of those 23 points for Isaac Stone. Up the floor with it, Burkhart gets by Stone, who has to be careful because he's got two fouls. Get it to the high post, right elbow. Mayfield goes back door, but stepping in front and making the steal, St. Paul, as they try to get it to Renault, and that'll be the seventh turnover. Kolar brings the ball up the floor. 3:40 to go here in quarter number two. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half stats of our boys' game, and we'll recap the girls' game, which Wood River won 48-29. Coach Parlin will not be available to chat with us. They have already headed out because they have another game tomorrow against defending state champ St. Cecilia and Blue Hill Thursday, Sutton on Saturday, four games in 1 week. But they'd only had one before tonight, two of them postponed because of the weather. This was one of them, so they wanted to get a game in, and they get the win. Back to action here. Brady Townsend fires the three for St. Paul. No good. And then we have got a tie-up down low between Isaac Stone and Matt Wodolewicz, and the arrow points the way of Wood River. 3:14 to go here in the first half. Monday Night Football. Seattle has scored already. With 9:44 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 over the Rams as Wood River tries to get it inside and overthrows Wodolewicz. So turnover number 8 here for the Eagles with 3 minutes to go in the first half. And don't forget, you can hear Monday Night Football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It's actually a blocked punt return for a touchdown for Seattle, and they are up 7-0. Right now with it is Austin Schulte on the left wing. They rotate Kolar through, get it down to Stone. He elevates and scores again. 25-13. Wood River wants to run. They get it down low. A couple of good passes and a foul will send Matt Renault to the line. Good crisp passing to get that ball down the floor. The entry pass from Erpelding, and he put it on the money. And Renault, only way he wasn't going to score is if he got fouled, and Tanner Kolar obliged by a rake in the arm. And St. Paul getting ready to sub four, maybe even five guys here. First free throw is up, and it is in for Matt Renault, his first point. 25-13. Here comes Nolan Detlefs into the game. And Zach Rasmussen and Harahill. Josh Harahill is in. Stone stays in. And also in, it looks like, is Quinn Brilliette. Second free throw up and in by Renault. He's the first player to hit both free throws. And he is the sixth trip to the line. Seventh trip to the line. As Stone brings it in, dishes it off to Brilliette. One-hand runner, no good. And the rebound brought down by Burkhardt. Trying to take it away was Rasmussen, but Burkhardt got out of there with it. And as they come up the floor, Dakota Erpelding is going to be fouled as he goes to the hoop. So St. Paul, a lot of grabbing. Already their 11th foul. The foul is on Josh Harahill, his first. And at the line to shoot two, Erpelding, he's 0 of 1 at the line, looking for his first point. And the junior puts the first one up, and it is no good. 25-15, St. Paul, 2:18 to go here in the first half. Isaac Stone with 17 points already for the Cats. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Erpelding gets one of two, gets his first point, 25-16. Cats with the ball, and they throw it behind Stone, and it's taken away. Wodolewicz with the steal. Two on two the other way. Kicks it out to Rojas. Pull-up jumper from 10, short, and the rebound brought down by Stone. Stone headed to the other end. Isaac gives it off the last moment to Brulliette. Kicked away. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Paul basketball as A.B. Rojas got back to bust that one up. Now back into the ball game will be Tanner Kolar as Harahill checks out for St. Paul. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Nolan Detlefs to throw it in. Into the corner to Brulliette. Three-point land. Tries to get it to Stone. And before it gets in there, a little bumping and grabbing. And it's going to be on Wodolewicz. And that is his third personal foul. Sixth team foul. He's got to come out. And Tyler Abbott in. But again, he's trying to defend Isaac Stone. And whoever's been on Stone has not been able to stop him. So they'll inbound it again. Stone trying to get free in the paint, and instead they go to the other postman, Zach Rasmussen, and they lay it up and in. So everybody's watching Stone. They get it back to Rasmussen. 27-16, an 11-point lead. Up the floor, Rojas, and Rojas going to be called for carrying the basketball, palming the call, and back over to St. Paul. Wood River's got to be careful now. They need to stay close here in the last minute, 45. Don't let St. Paul go on a big run, but they get it to Stone. Stone missed it. Might have got fouled on the play. Matt Renault gets the rebound, and he'll get it up the floor to Rojas. Rojas between the circles to Burkhardt. Quinn swings it on the right wing. Driving in, Erpelding pulls up, has his shot partially blocked by Brulliette. And St. Paul gets the loose ball. Stone brings it down to the center of the floor, stops the top key, kicks it out to Kolar. 1:15 to go in the half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And Kolar will dribble to the right side. He finds Brulliette. Brulliette fakes the three, drives in, and we've got a whistle. Off the missed shot, more fouls called here, this time on Wood River. And the foul is on Dakota Erpelding, his first. And at the line to shoot two, Quinn Brulliette. This is only the second trip to the line for St. Paul. And Brulliette will be looking for his first points. And the first free throw is in. Not very pure, bounced around quite a bit, but it found the bottom of the net. Wood River will bring Damian Martinez back in. Austin Schulte's back in for St. Paul. And also back in for Wood River is Mayfield. Second free throw is good. So Brulliette hits them both. He'll check out. 29-16, St. Paul leads it by 13. Wood River was keeping it close there, 11-9 at the end of the first quarter. And then over the last 3 minutes, St. Paul has pulled away to a 13-point lead. With it up top is going to be Burkhardt. He drives, tries to dump it down low, and overthrows Martinez. 10th turnover for the Eagles. And Tanner Kolar will push the ball up the floor here. Again, we're playing on Monday night because this is a makeup game from Thursday. And the little snowstorm that we had, Stone, triple team, tries to throw it over and throws it into the crowd. And St. Paul with just their fourth turnover. I guess that's one way to stop Stone. Once he gets it, drop four guys on him. But Stone at 6'4", tall enough to look over the top, and he'll be able to find somebody as the inbounds pass to Wood River gets punched away, but Dylan Mayfield will run it down, then make a long pass down the floor to Renault. Renault gets it underneath for a layup. Tyler Abbott. 5 points for Abbott in the ball game. 29-18, 25 seconds to go. Stone, three-point land, decides to drive in, and we're going to get a reach-in foul called as he goes by. 1-1 coming up. Damian Martinez with his first foul, and Isaac Stone, 1 of 2 at the line, 17 points, 6 rebounds here in the first half. And the first of 2 free throws. No, it's a 1-1, excuse me. It's missed. And then on the rebound, it's brought down by Austin Schulte, another offensive rebound. Out for a 3 to Detlefs. Nolan is short on that one. Another offensive rebound by Schulte. 10 seconds to go. Gets it to Tanner Kolar. Drives the baseline. Throws it to Stone at the free throw line. 10-footer good. And that will be with 2 seconds, 1 second, and Wood River from half court will not get a shot away. And that is the end of the first half of play here at St. Paul. And the Wildcats riding Isaac Stone's 19 first half points to a 31-18 lead over Wood River. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
The season of memories is upon us. Winter sports, family get-togethers for the holidays, special meals and activities. You can share those memories so easily thanks to Brems Health Mart. Brems now offers digital photo processing. Brems Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief and, yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family, helping you enjoy the holidays a little bit more. Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is St. Paul 31 and Wood River 18. Earlier tonight in the girls' contest, it was Wood River pulling away in the second half for a 48-29 win over St. Paul, just their second game of the year. And Kelly Bossert poured in 21 points, pulled down 9 rebounds, and had a block shot to lead the Eagles to their first win. They're 1-1, and they have an extremely busy week, hosting defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow. And then Blue Hill Thursday, going to Sutton on Saturday. For St. Paul, they had no one reach double figures, 7 points for Carly Mamet, 6 for Caitlin Bank, 5 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks for Jordan Robinson. St. Paul falls to 1-3 on the season. And the St. Paul girls and boys, as a matter of fact, will play at Loop City Friday and host Broken Bow on Saturday. We have plenty of basketball action coming your way later on this week. On Tuesday, tomorrow night, we'll be back in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. Always a great battle between those teams, and the girls scheduled to start at 6, bottom of the boys at 7:45. They're off to great starts, all four of those teams this season. Also, you've got basketball action on Thursday as Grand Island Central Catholic will be traveling to Minden, and on Friday, Overton is at Pleasanton. So it's high school basketball all week long here on Classic Hits 98.9. And also going on Monday Night Football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Seattle had a punt return, a punt block return for a touchdown. And Seattle leads 7-0 over St. Louis with 3:43 to go in the first quarter of play. Here at halftime, it is Wood River 48 and St. Paul 29. And we'll be back to take a look at the first half numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. First off for Wood River. Balanced. Nobody's got a ton of points, but they've already had seven players get in the score column. Quinn Burkhart with 2 points and two rebounds. A.B. Rojas has 2 points. Matt Woodalevich has 1.2 rebounds. Dakota Erpeling, 1.2 rebounds. Damian Martinez has a rebound. Dylan Mayfield, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Matt Renault, 2 points and a rebound. And Tyler Abbott has 5 points. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. They've been to the line a lot, and that is one of the reasons that they're at least within shouting distance, but they have not made a bunch of those free throws. 5 of 10 of the first quarter, 3 of 5 of the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first. They did not attempt one in the second quarter of play. 5 turnovers in each quarter for Wood River. Foul situation. Matt Woodalevich has had his hands full trying to guard Isaac Stone. He's got 3 fouls, 2 for Tyler Abbott. 9 points in each quarter, and at the half, Wood River has 18 points, 10 rebounds, 8 of 15 from the free throw line, 0 of 2 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers for the Wood River Eagles here at the half. We'll come back and take a look at the first half numbers for St. Paul after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Continuing on with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's look at the first half stats for the St. Paul Wildcats. And it is Quinn Brouillette with 2 points and a block shot. Brady Townsend hit a three-pointer. He's got 5 rebounds as well. Tanner Kolar, rebound. Josh Harrahill, 2 points and a rebound. Clark Rathman has hit a three-pointer. He has 3 points, 1 rebound. Zach Rasmussen, 2 points. Austin Schulte, 4 rebounds. But it's been the Isaac Stone show here in the first half with 19 points and 6 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second for St. Paul. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second. And a 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first quarter, 2 of 5 in the second quarter of play. Turnovers, St. Paul's been taking good care of the ball, 2 in each quarter. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Isaac Stone, Tanner Kolar, and Clark Rathman. A lot of fouls were called on St. Paul, but Coach Billiter is playing 10, 11 kids, and so they're pretty spread out. St. Paul had 11 points to the first quarter, 20 in the second quarter, and at the half, the Wildcats 31 points, 18 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from a 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 4 turnovers, and at the half, St. Paul leads Wood River 31 to 18. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half comes your way next on Classic Hits.
Visco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Visco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Visco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And as always, we want to say thanks to the many fine sponsors, also to Athletic Director Rick Peters and the fine folks here at St. Paul for their hospitality. It is 31-18 in favor of St. Paul as they lead Wood River here at the half. And the ball will belong to St. Paul to start the second half of play. Big news for the Huskers today, in case you hadn't heard. Senior lineman Mike Caputo arrested for DUI over the weekend, and that could mean no playing time in the bowl game. Bo Pelini says issued a statement, says he's aware of that, but is awaiting more information before he says anything else. St. Paul tries to get the ball down to the low block, tips it away. They'll have to throw it in again. So St. Paul underneath their own hoop, throws it out on the left wing to Kolar. Kolar, jump pass right side, throws it to the fans. So St. Paul turns it over on their opening possession, and Wood River will get a chance to get something on their opening possession of the second half, and they need a good start here. Find a way to get some buckets. Eight of their 18 points have been from the free throw line as they walk the ball up the floor with Quinn Burkhardt against the man-to-man defense here of the St. Paul Wildcats. Crossover dribble, drive, kick it into the corner. Rojas for three. It's off the iron just a little short. Stone will grab the rebound. And here they come. Stone to Kolar. Left wing wide open, driving in Townsend. But then as he closes, the ball is blocked by Abbott. Picked back up and a three-pointer on the way, and a foul on Rojas. Will send Kolar to the line to shoot three. So Wood River did just about everything right so far. And all of a sudden, you've got Kolar at the line to shoot three. He has not been to the line. He has not scored. Nobody has more than one bucket besides Isaac Stone, but he's got 19. And the first of three free throws for Tanner Kolar is good. 32-18. St. Paul increasing their largest lead of the night with every made free throw. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Kolar hits two, and now the third one. On the way, and it is up, and it is no good. And the rebound, it's been a problem for Wood River getting any rebounds off missed free throws, but they do get this one, and Matt Wojtylewicz with his third will get it up the floor to Erpelding in the right-hand corner, cut off by Kolar. So he dribbles out on a wing, now back to the baseline, trying to have somebody in the post come his way. Nobody did, so he had to throw it out to Quinn Burkhardt, and they'll reset it. What a leverage. On the right wing, back up top, they go to Burkhardt, trying to reset things here as Wood River trying to find a way to get free. St. Paul's man-to-man have been very, very strong. What a leverage at the top of the circle. Dribble kicks it back out. Burkhardt, good defense by St. Paul here. Wood River hasn't been able to get inside, as they will dribble it with Burkhardt to the left side, and it looks like we're going to get a little hand check foul called on St. Paul's Clark Rathman. That'll be his third, and it is the first foul of the half on St. Paul. And checking in will be Nolan Deathless, and Rathman will check out. 2-0 St. Paul, 1-2 Wood River. And it's 33-18 in favor of the Cats. Blue Plaid Conference Tournament later this year, February. Semifinals and finals are here at St. Paul, and of course, you'll hear it right here on Classic Hits. with the basketball is Damian Martinez down low to 111, but there's not enough height. They try it again. They get it back to him. It's knocked away. It ends up in Erpelding's hands. The little six-footer is no good. Fight for the loose ball, and we've got a foul called on Wood River as Stone just too strong. And the foul is on Tyler Abbott. That is his third. So he has three. Wodolevich has three. And for St. Paul, Rathman has three. 33-18, St. Paul, as we approach the six-minute mark here in the third quarter. Wood River tries to put a little pressure on. It's broke, and a 17-footer taken by Stone, and he hits it. Why not? 21 points for Isaac Stone, 35-18. Wood River across the timeline with it is Quinn Burkhardt. Burkhardt to the baseline, and the bounce pass goes behind Tyler Abbott and out of bounds. Wood River has not had or has not elected to use a timeout. And right now things not going so well for the Eagles. You can tell they're frustrated out there. Coach Lindsay going to try and make a couple substitutions, see if he can find a little bit better five on the floor. But here it is again. Dish and score. Austin Schulte, somebody different, gets in the score column. Wood River has brought Trey Roth into the game for the first time, a six-foot senior. With it, Burkhardt over the left wing, going for the steal. Kolar couldn't get it, so that leaves a man open. Erpelding missed the layup, though, on the pass from Martinez. Long rebound, comes out to Detlefs. He's trying to go coast to coast, and he'll be fouled. Shot doesn't go, but Nolan will have two free throws, looking for his first points. And the foul is on Quinn Burkhardt. That'll be his second foul. And at the line to shoot two is Nolan Detlefs. The first 6 points of the half have already been scored by St. Paul, and Detlef tries to add to it, and he does by hitting his first free throw, 38-18. And the second free throw coming up, and it's on the way, and it is in. So both free throws good by Detlef, and that makes it 39-18, a 21-point lead for the Wildcats. As they've got off to a great start here, and then the ball stolen away by Detlefs on the bounce pass. He goes to the other end. Pull-up jumper partially tipped. It went way in the air and still almost went in. And the rebound brought down by Wodolevich, his fourth. Then it's stolen away. The outlet pass, Stone got it. He'll throw it underneath. And with a double team on him, Austin Schulte still able to find a way to get the ball into hoop. Wood River will push the ball up the floor. With Dakota Erpelding. Back up top they go. There they go to the baseline. Roth is open. Then he takes a little too long to take the shot, so kicks it out for a three. Burkhardt, and it's going to go off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Schulte. That's his fifth of the ball game. Gives it to Kolar. Pushes it up the floor. Fires it into the paint to Detlefs. Kicks it out in the right-hand corner. Stone for three. That's the only thing he hasn't done tonight is make a three. And the rebound will come down to Quinn Burkhardt. Outlet pass to Martinez to the baseline. To Wodolevich, but that's where the attack stops, and now that allows St. Paul's defense to get set here as they go to the 1-3-1 zone, which they ran for so many years under Coach Rick Peters and were so strong at. Down low, they get it to Roth. Roth tries to take it over the top of Schulte. Whoa, off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Tanner Kolar. Kolar up the floor to Stone. Stone dishes it off for Detlef. Detlef lays it up and in. 43-18, a 12-0 start to the half here for St. Paul. And Wood River will try and find some offense here, but instead they throw through the trap. It's knocked away up to Detlefs. Detlefs will lay it up, and Detlefs will score. And it is 45-18, and you got to wonder why Wood River's not calling a timeout. And we've got a big collision at the other end. It would have been a charge on Erpelding, but he was fouled before that, I believe. Yeah, the reach-in foul on Brady Townsend. That's his second team foul of the half, and now the mass substitutions for St. Paul. Bruliette's in, Hara Hill's in, Caleb Gebhardt is in for the first time, Zach Rasmussen is in as well, and Isaac Stone's going to stay out there. Harahill goes for the steal on the inbound, but Wood River has it. Martinez out to Burkhardt, top of the key three, will not go, and the ball ends up being slapped out to Isaac Stone. Stone will bring it up on the right side, one-on-one. He's going to take it by Burkhardt. Burkhardt tipped it away from behind. The ball is loose, and Stone might have got poked in the eye, but they lose the ball. And to the other end, Burkhart's runner, no good, and Wood River has it go out of bounds off of them. 2:47 to go, third quarter, 45-18. And coming in, Colin Jorgensen for St. Paul. Drew Billiter says he's a big boy, 6'6", senior, but still a little raw. Got to catch the ball when they get it to him. Not the softest hands of the world, but this will give him a chance to get in there and maybe improve a little bit. And Wood River on the defense, trying to zone it up here. Harry Hill at the top of the key, one dribble in the left-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way, Brulian all the way around and out, no good. Jorgensen got the rebound, put it up, no good. Another offensive rebound this time, Gebhardt, no good. Jorgensen, no good. And finally, it goes out of bounds. And it's still Wood St. Paul basketball. St. Paul to throw it on from underneath their own hoop. Gebhardt to do so, into the corner. Harry Hill decides to not take the shot. Reverse it right side to Brulette. Brulette drives in, puts up the 14-footer. No good. Jorgensen, bigger than everybody, gets the rebound, and he'll be fouled. Well, they can't stop Stone, and they definitely don't have anybody out there to match Colin Jorgensen's frame. 2:07 to go here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, St. Paul. And Jorgensen at the line. The foul called on Rojas, his second. Free throw is no good for Colin Jorgensen. In for Wood River will be Dakota Erpelding and Dylan Mayfield. Martinez stays out there, as does Rojas. And also out there is Matt Renault. Second free throw now for Colin Jorgensen. The first one was a little strong. The second one is off the heel as well, and the ball is tapped out to Erpelding, and a foul called on St. Paul's Quinn Brulette, his first. St. Paul has one thing that they're going after. I don't know if True Billiter has been preaching this at him, but boy, they have been attacking the boards. They are after everything, offensive, defensive. They have been in there, and Rojas fakes the three here against this trapping zone that St. Paul just suffocated him and shut him out here in the third quarter. With the basketball, Mayfield kicks it out on the wing, and as it gets to Rojas, a foul called. It's going to be on Quinn Brulette, his second, and the team's fourth. 1:47 to go, third quarter, and it is 45-18, St. Paul. Wood River will take a three, Rojas, no good. Ball goes into the corner, nobody can get to it, out of bounds it goes to St. Paul. We've had some great matchups between these schools over the years. We usually do this doubleheader every single year, and we've had overtime games, big point games, and we're getting that tonight from Isaac Stone with 21, but with the big lead, he won't have to play much more. 19 in the first half. St. Paul ball, skip pass here, tip, but ends up in the hands of Harrahill. He'll throw it back to his left to Brulette. Underneath, short jumper, Gebhardt won't go. Jorgensen rebound, can't get it to go. One more time, now the big fella scores. And you can already tell he is a crowd favorite. Wood River basketball in the front court. Minute 10 to go here, third quarter. And the Eagles need something good to happen. High post Mayfield, and Mayfield fouled. And Colin Jorgensen coming to the high post. Didn't get stopped in time. Ran up his back. And so it will be Eagle ball underneath their own hoop. Dakota Erpelding to throw it in. Into the corner. He'll go to Mayfield. Rotate it to the right-hand corner to Erpelding. Tries to get the three away. He's covered there by Rasmussen. And then his pocket is picked by Harrahill. Josh heads the other way. Dishes it off to Gebhardt. Layup up and in. Everybody getting into the act right now for St. Paul, as they are rolling the Wood River Eagles 49-18. They've outscored them 18-0 here in the third quarter. Erpelding into the paint. He draws the foul and scores, and finally Wood River gets on the board here in the second half with Dakota Erpelding. And he'll go to the line for a chance to complete the three-point play. Foul called on Josh Harrahill, his second. And checking in, Tyler Roan. For St. Paul, also Jared Lukasavich checking in. So everybody has got into the game, and we still have 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Neither team called a timeout here in the quarter, so we'll roll right through into the fourth as the free throw by Erpelding is up and in. So he completes the three-point play, 4 points for him in the ball game. And it looks like we had some confusion at the scorer's table, maybe with who the foul was on. 49-20, St. Paul, 47 and 51 points. It was 47-43 over Gibbon, 51-44 over Twin River. For Wood River, they beat Centura 40-36. Sandy Creek likes to slow it down. They won that 47-26, and Adams Central was 75-40. And Wood River will keep busy this week. The boys host Blue Hill Thursday, travel to unbeaten Sutton, ranked second in the state in Class C2 behind Ravenna in the preseason. That game is on Saturday. And it looks like maybe somebody wasn't in the book. A technical foul has been called. And Wood River will shoot the free throws. So A.B. Rojas gets to go to the line and shoot the technical free throws. I just think somebody wasn't in the book for St. Paul. Second free throw, no good. Wood River will get to keep the ball. 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And checking into the ball game for the Eagles is Dan Bossert. Bossard, a 5'11 freshman. There are five freshmen on this Wood River roster. They are a young team. Only Burkhardt and Abbott are seniors. It is Wood River basketball. They get it inside. Turnaround jumper is blocked by Lucas Savage. Wood River picks it back up with Renault. He puts it up. No good. He's fouled. And Matt will go to the line and shoot two free throws. The foul is on Jared Lucas Savage, his first. And that is seven fouls in this quarter. St. Paul, again, they continue to reach and hack. They'll have to be careful later on this season. That won't work, especially in a game that you're up 28. First free throw by Matt Renault is no good. And a second free throw is good. Seen a lot of that tonight. One out of two at the line numerous times for Wood River. 49-22 as we approach the end of the third quarter. Harrah Hill pushes it up the floor, top of the key to Deathlefs. Back over to Harrah Hill on the left wing. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob it to the big fella. Down to Colin. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. Fights for the rebound. And we have got a whistle. Colin Jorgensen got the board. And then he got fouled. It's going to be on Dan Bossert. And I'll tell you, Jorgensen could throw him around like a rag doll if he wanted to. 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. St. Paul to throw it in. They get it to Detlefs in the left-hand corner, puts the ball on the floor, kicks it out to Harrah Hill, takes a pretty long three that rims in and out, no good. Rebound is picked up by Gebhardt, and time will expire. Huge third quarter for St. Paul. They are able to outscore Wood River 18-4. And after three, St. Paul 49 and Wood River 22. We'll be back with fourth quarter action after this on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Time now to head to the fourth quarter. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was Wood River 48-29 over St. Paul, and it's all St. Paul here in the boys' game. 19 first-half points for Isaac Stone, and it's 49-22. Your score as we begin the fourth quarter of play. Stone now has 21 points to lead all scorers, and almost everybody is in the scorebook right now for St. Paul, and Wood River will get the ball but turn it over to start the fourth quarter. Isaac Stone has it, brings it to the other end in some contact, missed the shot, tried to get the rebound. He does. He throws it off the foot of a Wood River player out of bounds and keeps possession here for the Wildcats. Stone went now with a double-double, 21 points and 10 rebounds. I'm sure we'll just see the starters for a minute or two, and then it'll be back to the JVs as the inbounds pass comes to Clark Rathman. Back up top for a three-pointer. Townsend, no good. They are 2 of 13 now. And the rebound brought down by A.B. Rojas. And as he dribbles it up the floor, he steps out of bounds on the sideline. 7 of 13 from the free throw line for St. Paul, 11 of 19 for Wood River. 6 turnovers for St. Paul, 15 for Wood River. St. Paul will go to 3-0 now to start the season. And handling the ball, Tanner Kolar at the top of the key. Waits for everybody to make their move. Left elbow to Schulte. Right side Kolar. Back down low to Stone. Tries to make room for himself and fouled again by Matt Wodolewicz. His fourth. That is the sixth team foul. So St. Paul will have to take it out underneath. But from here on out, we're shooting free throws the rest of the way for both teams. 11 players have scored for Wood River. They get it into Stone on the inbounds pass. Missed it, but the tip back is up and in for Austin Schulte. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 51-22. They forgot to run the scoreboard here a few times because I think actually Wood River is supposed to have 23, and they haven't put the points up from that last bucket either. Right side with it is going to be Quinn Brulliette. Brulliette to the high post. Gets it to Rojas. Rojas has it knocked out of his hands. And a foul going to be called on St. Paul. So let's shoot some free throws. The foul is on Alston Schulte, his second. Don't forget more basketball action tomorrow night. Ravenna at Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits. Monday Night Football, Seattle 10, St. Louis 3, 7.5 to go in the first half. And the first free throw by Rojas is up and in. I've got him for 4 points here in the basketball game. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Rojas hits them both, 51-24. Put a little pressure on. St. Paul throws over the top of it. Rathman gets it underneath. Layup. Townsend is there. Pretty selfish basketball team. A lot of assists in the game tonight for St. Paul, and there's another steal. Clark Rathman comes out of there with it, heads to the other end, puts it off the glass, won't go. Isaac Stone, though, is there with the follow. 23 points for Stone. 55-24. Wood River trails here on the road. They'll fall to 1-3. St. Paul, good defense here as the ball goes up to Quinn Burkhart. Point guard looking for some movement offensively. Now they get it around to the right baseline to Erpelding. Back up top to Burkhart. And just play a little catcher. They get it to Abbott. Trying to move the ball. Erpelding gets lost on the baseline. He's too deep. Backs up. Shot up. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Isaac Stone. He's just taller and he's vertical. Better than everybody. Outlet pass Stone to Kolar on a baseline. Back to Stone, who lays it up and in and draws the foul. Kolar doesn't want to shoot. He's one of those guys that would rather have 50 assists than 50 points. And Stone will go to the line to try and complete the three-point play. The foul was called on Tyler Abbott. So Abbott has 4. Wodolewicz has 4. And Stone at the line. He is 1 of 4 at the line. That's been that, and the three-pointers haven't worked out too well, and he missed that free throw. And the rebound brought down by Wodolewicz, his team-high 5th. 5.5 to go in the game. St. Paul, a dominating second half, leading at 57-24. It was 31-18 at the half. Wood River in the corner, Burkhart looking inside, but there's nobody there. They're both on the other side of the paint. So they drive, try to dish it to Abbott, eject it away. The pass is knocked out by Schulte. And they'll inbound it one more time. Wood River looking in the corner, Burkhart covered, so they'll throw it out top, get the ball to Tyler Abbott, and he'll go to Rojas. A.B. with a crossover dribble, got by his man, decides to take the shot. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound to Stone, and Isaac going to try and bring it up by himself around one, around two, then tries to make the pass to Rathman. A little deep, he got it back, floats it out to Schulte. 10-foot fadeaway, no good. Rebound brought down by Wodolewicz. 4:50 to go, 57-24. Wood River trailing, and they get the foul here. Tyler Abbott to the line. He had 5 points in the first half. He'll get a chance to get a couple here. Schulte, his third personal foul. That is the 9th team foul. And they will call it a two-shot foul. So the first one coming up here for Tyler Abbott. One of the three seniors on this team. And it is up and short. In now for St. Paul, Quinn Brulliette and Zach Rasmussen. And checking out will be Rathman and Schulte. That'll probably be it for them tonight with a comfortable 33-point lead. Second free throw now for Wood Rivers. Tyler Abbott, and it will not go either. The rebound brought down by Zach Rasmussen, his first of the game. Gives it to Tanner Kolar, pushes it up with a left-hand dribble, guarded there by Erpelding, trying to put the pressure on. Swings it right side to Brouillette. Brouillette forces his way to the hoop, lost the handle, and out of bounds it goes for the sophomore. Just the seventh turnover I have for St. Paul. Wood River tries to hustle the ball up the floor, but St. Paul wise to that, and they slow it down immediately. Rojas to Burkhart. Swings it over on the right side to Erpelding. Give and go. Down to the baseline, they get it to Wojtylewicz. Kicks it back up top to Rojas, and Rojas walked with a basketball. Turnover number 18 here for the Eagles. So St. Paul will have the basketball with the 4:10 mark on the clock, and Nolan Deathless will put the shot up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Isaac Stone. Swings it over to the right side to Quinn Brouillette. His shot's no good. Rebound brought down by Nolan Deathless. On the low block they go. Stone dishes it off. Didn't want the shot. He saw a wide open Zach Rasmussen and said, here, you score. And Zach will. 59-24 St. Paul. 3:45 to go. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports Postgame Show with all the final stats. And we'll talk with Coach Drew Billiter as Erpelding drives. One-hand runner sits on the rim. It absolutely won't go. Rebound Tanner Kolar. Kolar is going to be called for a charge. Everybody had that one. He was trying to go coast to coast, and one of the Eagles got in his way, and he just shoved them down to the ground. Third foul on Kolar, and checking back in is going to be Josh Harrahill, Caleb Gebhardt, and Colin Jurgensen. So the starters are done for the night here for St. Paul, it would appear. And what a night it was for Isaac Stone, 25 points, 13 rebounds in the game. And Wood River will walk the ball up the floor here with Quinn Burkhart. Wants to come to the right side. Cut off there by Brouillette. Swings it to the left side instead to Rojas. Pick and roll. Bounce pass underneath. Knocked away from Wojtylewicz. It's out of bounds and will stay with Wood River. Monday Night Football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. As there is 6 minutes, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Still Seattle 10, St. Louis 3. The only touchdown. Seattle blocked a punt and returned it for a score. And Wood River now going to clear the bench, but I think all these young men have been in the ball game already. You've got Matt Renault, Trey Roth, Martinez is in. Looks like Dan Bossert's back in as well. And Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it into the corner to Trey Roth. Martinez. Martinez drives and is fouled. Two shots coming up for Damian Martinez, who has not scored yet in the ball game, and I think he's probably the only kid that has not shot free throws that has come in for Wood River, almost, not everyone, but anyone with significant playing time, and the first free throw is no good. The foul was on Quinn Brouillette, his third. Wood River right now is 13 out of 23 at the free throw line. Second free throw won't go either. And Colin Jorgensen, in the short amount of time that he's been in, I've got him for 7 rebounds for the big fella. And then on the outlet pass, St. Paul will throw it away. So back over to Wood River. 3:02 remaining. It's 59-24. St. Paul, it was 11-9 at the end of one, 31-18 at half. And then a big third quarter for St. Paul, went up 49-22. And only 2 points here in this quarter for the visiting Eagles, and they will turn it over again. Outlet pass to Harrahill. Drive, shoots, scores, foul on Bossert. And Josh Harrahill with his second bucket of the ball game. And it's 61-24. So St. Paul will have a pretty good feeling going into their weekend as they go to Loup City, who's won 3 in a row on Friday, as the free throw is in and out, no good. And it didn't matter. There was a lane violation. Saw Loup City play Kennesaw. Loup City lost by 4 on opening night. They lost their point guard, Brady Rasmussen, in the first quarter to Anselmo Myrtle. Lost by 4. Then lost to Pleasanton on the road in overtime by 4. And they've won their last 3. So they'll be challenged by this good, good St. Paul team. And they're going to have to find somebody to slow down Isaac Stone. Then they're back home to Broken Bow Saturday. Broken Bow has struggled. They're looking for their first win sometime this week before they take on St. Paul. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show when we are finished as Renaud drives in, runs into Jorgensen, so he kicks it back out. Now Renaud takes the 12-footer. It's no good, and nobody can grab the rebound. Out of bounds it goes to St. Paul. St. Paul 3-0, and Wood River 1-3, and they've got Blue Hill and Sutton unbeaten, second-ranked Sutton. Won't get any easier for these Eagles. And another foul. Dan Bossert's going to send Quinn Brouillette to the line. And you know there's a lot of fouls because we've seen Wells and Heinrich's crew do a lot of games, and they'll let them play a little bit. But, boy, we have seen a bunch of fouls tonight. And some of that has to do with the youth coming off the bench as the free throw by Brouillette is in and out no good. Quinn hit a couple of free throws in the first half for his 2 points. 1:58 remaining. Second free throw, bouncing around. It won't go. And another offensive rebound for Colin Jorgensen. And he'll put it up and in. And he's not the only one that's been getting offensive boards for St. Paul tonight. Wood River with a basketball. Driving in is going to be Dylan Mayfield, and he'll be fouled. Mayfield scored 5 points in the first half. Hasn't scored here in the second half. Of course, as a team, only 6 points. In the second half, one field goal for Wood River. The foul on Gebhardt, his first. And the free throw by Mayfield is no good. Second free throw now by Mayfield is up, and it is in. So Mayfield hits 1-2, 6 points. 63-25, St. Paul just absolutely crushing Wood River here in the second half. Gebhardt wants to get a shot away. It's partially blocked. Falls into the hands of Trey Roth. And Roth will get it off to Martinez. Martinez into the front court to Bossert in the corner. Back out to Roth. He's going to try the three and hit it. Trey Roth finally gets something to go in for Wood River. 63-28. A minute 15 to go in our ball game. Coming off the pick right side is Brouillette. Kicks it into the corner to Gebhardt. Back up top to Harrahill. Reset the offense, Gebhardt, as he cuts through, back up top to Brouillette. Harrahill on the left wing, more kids getting ready to check in. Top of the key for a three, and it's up and in. Zager Rasmussen, 7 points for Rasmussen. Only the third three of the ball game for St. Paul, 66-28. Now at the other end, trying to make some room for himself, putting it up and in, but I think we've got a foul before the bucket for Dylan Mayfield. And it will be two free throws because we are in the double bonus. The foul was on Rasmussen, his second. 49 seconds remain, and then the Misco Sports postgame show. The free throw off the front of the iron by Mayfield. And checking in for St. Paul is Jared Lukasavage again. In for Wood River, Chris Loy, and Jamie Rojas. Second free throw, Mayfield. That's up, and that is in. So 7 points for Mayfield. But it's 66-29, St. Paul. Stutter dribble, Josh Harrahill all the way to the baseline. He wants the shot, and he'll hit the 12-footer. 6 points for Josh Harrahill. 35 seconds to go. 68-29, Wildcats. Jamie Rojas to the left wing. Gets it into the corner to Roth. Roth tries to find Mayfield, and it's punched out of bounds. Wood River keeps it with 27 seconds to go. Hasn't been a timeout call in the second half. Very unusual. But it gets the game's moving, I guess. And Wood River will have the ball to Loy. Loy in the corner tries to get it inside. The ball's knocked out of the hands of Mayfield. And Wood River's 20th turnover. Ironically, exactly 5 turnovers in each quarter. And St. Paul now is just going to dribble out the clock, it does appear. Quinn Brouillette with 6 seconds out around midcourt. Gives it over to Harrahill. And this ball game is over. St. Paul, 68, and Wood River, 29. The second half scoring, 37 points for St. Paul, Wood River, 11. So a tough second half for Wood River as St. Paul and Coach Drew Billiter in his first year here with the Wildcats off to a great start. They're now 3-0. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits, 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And welcome back to St. Paul. The Lou Platt Conference doubleheader split tonight. Wood River winning the girls game 48-29. St. Paul cruising in the boys game tonight by a score of 68-29. And it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports taking care of you. And right now for this holiday season, an extra 15% off everything in the store, whether it's on sale already or not, you can take an extra 15% off at Misco Sports. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of this basketball game. And we will start with the Wood River Eagles. Quinn Burkhart had 2 points and 3 rebounds. At A.B. Rojas, 5 points, 1 rebound. Matt Woodalevich had 1 point, 6 rebounds. Dakota Erpelding had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Damian Martinez, 1 rebound. Dylan Mayfield led the team with 7 points and 2 rebounds. Matt Renault, 3 points and a rebound. Tyler Abbott, 5 points and 1 block shot. Trey Roth, 3 points and 1 rebound. 10 rebounds in the first half for Wood River, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, they scored more than half their points from the line. 8 of 15 in the first half, 7 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. 5 turnovers in every quarter for Wood River, so 10 of the first, 10 of the second. Wood River had 18 points at halftime, held to 11 points in the second half, 29 points, 18 rebounds, 15 out of 29 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from a 3-point land. They had 1 block shot and 20 turnovers. Wood River will fall to 1-3 on the season. They will be back home on Thursday to play Blue Hill and then travel to unbeaten second-ranked Sutton on Friday, their final games before the Sandy Creek Holiday Tournament. We'll take a look at St. Paul's numbers here in just a moment, but head coach Drew Billiter joins us here on the Misco Sports postgame show. And Drew, it's been a good start here for the Wildcats in your first year. Congratulations on the 3-0 start, and I'm guessing this was your most complete performance of the three.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Doug. I appreciate it. Yeah, this is, especially in the second half, it's probably the most complete we've played together as a team. And, you know, we started the game off a little rough, just like we started against Gibbon, and had a hard time scoring and getting into the rhythm. But in the second half, we did a lot better job of working together and, you know, playing as a team and moving the ball, so...
Well, obviously, Isaac Stone, they just didn't have anybody to stop him, and he felt it tonight. We've watched him over his career. Sometimes he can come out and have a game like that, then sometimes he's pretty quiet, but tonight he was ready to play.
Yeah, he's been really focused. You know, he's really been working on his game, and, you know, he's one of our players that we really go to, and, you know, he's by far the, you know, person that holds our team together, and he's our leader, and, you know, he really, you know, went to the basket hard tonight and played well, so I was really proud of him.
You want to play a lot of kids. You played a lot of kids. Even when this was a battle for the first quarter and a half, how do you feel with your depth? How do you feel your depth has performed here?
I thought we've done a pretty good job so far. You know, I like to play a lot of guys, keep everybody fresh, and, you know, that's the way I was coaching. Keep yourself fresh and keep playing hard. So, you know, I like playing a lot of guys just so I can figure out who I got and what they can do. You know, it's hard to see, you know, what they can do in practice when it's not a game-like situation. And, you know, we had a lot of guys that contributed tonight. You know, Big Colin, you know, showed that he can, you know, do some good things in there. So, and you saw a lot of cheers for him. And he's worked hard. And, you know, I think we got a good group of kids here.
Yeah, I think 11 of the kids scored tonight in the basketball game. And you talk about all of that that's going on and trying to get – you got 5 seniors that you have in the starting lineup. What have you done differently with these kids from St. Paul than what Coach Peters has done? I saw some of the 1-3-1. I saw the man-to-man getting up and down the floor. A lot of it still looks the same.
Yeah, Rick had done a real good job, you know, as far as pushing the ball, and that's something we've tried to continue to do. You know, Rick was maybe more of a zone type of coach. You know, I've been, you know, preached and taught man, so, you know, that's what I do. And, you know, we've played some 1-3-1. And at the start of the year, you know, we wanted to play some zone just because it's been hard for him to transition into man and, you know, those principles. And they've done a lot better job of playing man. I think that's what we're going to hang our hat on this year just because of, you know, our athleticism and, you know, our size inside. So
this team has a chance to get off to a real good start, wins and loss wise. Loup City, that's a pretty good rivalry game. They have been really banged up. I got to see them Saturday. They're going to want to slow the tempo down a little bit and not a very deep ball club. What do you anticipate in that ball game?
We saw Loup City twice last year when I was at Palmer, and, you know, they got a good group of kids. They got some good inside players. They got the good little, you know, Rasmussen kid, and they can do some good things. And, you know, they're a team that we're going to have to be ready to come out and play hard against. You know, we're going to have to make it an up-tempo game. We're going to have to, you know, really work Isaac inside. We're going to have to shoot the ball well, and, you know, we're going to have to get it up into the 50s and 60s if we want to beat them, because I know they like to, you know, keep it down. And, you know, Paul does a good job with that, you know, that matchup, you know, man-to-man. So
probably a pretty good test on Saturday when you go to Aurora.
Yeah, I've got a couple scouting reports on Aurora, and I think they're, you know, just a good Class B athletic, you know, physical team that, you know, that when you go and play against them, you better be ready to play, and you better be, you know, go to the basket tough. You better be ready to handle the pressure, too. So,
what's the team still got to do? What are you looking for this weekend before you go into the Christmas break?
We need a, you know, our man-to-man defense is, you know, so-so every once in a while. We really got to, you know, tighten that up. We need to look to have other people contribute besides Isaac. You know, if he gets in foul trouble, you know, like you saw the night in that second quarter, we've got to have other people contribute. And, you know, we've talked about that the other night, that, you know, everybody's got to look to score. Everybody's got to contribute. You know, it's going to be a team. And I think that we can do that. And it's just the process of getting everybody to understand their role. That's probably the biggest thing we need to work on.
Finally, you brought up the fouls. So there were plenty of those in the ball game tonight. Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, a lot of teams in this conference, when they can run 9, 10, 11 kids, their coaches have always told me they don't worry about it so much because they can bring in so many kids. Is that your philosophy, or were there too many tonight?
You know, we sometimes get, you know, leave our feet, and we, you know, we foul too much, but that's just because we're preaching them to be, you know, pressure. You know, as you saw towards the second or the third and fourth quarter, the more we pressured them, the more they turn it over, get them out of their comfort zone. And when you pressure people, you're going to foul people. And, it, you know, if you play a back off defense, you're probably not going to foul as much, but, you know, we're really aggressive. I want them to be up in their face. We want to pressure. So I think that's part of it. And part of it's just, you know, we're a kind of physical team, you know, good football team. And, you know, it's just, still early in the year. We're just not moving our feet as well as we need to. So that's one thing that we can still work on.
Think you'll schedule more Monday night games now?
Yeah, probably could. Shot the ball pretty well. So.
Hey, Drew, congratulations. We'll see you after the first of the year again, as always, with some great conference basketball. Wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Yep, thanks, Doug. Thanks for coming up.
You bet. Drew Billiter, first year here at St. Paul, and they're off to a 3-0 start. We'll come back and look at their final numbers right after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's a look now at the final numbers that I had the ball game for the victorious St. Paul Wildcats. As we said, 11 different kids scored. Everybody got into the ball game. That's always a good feeling, especially when you're playing at home. Quinn Brulliant, 2 points and a blocked shot. Brady Townsend, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Nolan Deathlifts, 6 points, 1 rebound. Tanner Kolar, 2 points, 3 rebounds, numerous assists for him in the ball game tonight. Josh Harrahill had 6 points and a rebound. Caleb Gebhardt, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Clark Rathman hit a three-pointer for his total. He also had a rebound. Zach Rasmussen, 7 points and a rebound. Jared Lukasavage had a block shot. Justin Schulte, 6 points, six rebound. Colin Jorgensen came in late in the ball game, and he got 4 points and eight rebounds. Just a monster in there on the boards. But the star tonight for the St. Paul Wildcats is going to be the young man that probably will have to lead them throughout the year, Isaac Stone, 25 points, 13 rebounds, and he had 19 of those in the first half, didn't have to play much in the second half of play. For St. Paul, I had them for 18 rebounds in the first half, 23 in the second half, free throw shooting 3 of 6 in the first half, 4 of 11 in the second half, so they'll have to work on that. 3-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half, and Wood River had 5 turnovers in every quarter. St. Paul had 2 turnovers in every quarter, so 4 turnovers in the first half and 4 more in the second half. 31 points at halftime, 37 points in the second half, and St. Paul finishes with 68 points, 41 rebounds, 7 out of 17 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 8 turnovers, as St. Paul improves to 3-0 on the season with a 68-29 win over Wood River. And as we talked about with Coach Billiter, they're at Loup City Friday and host Broken Bow on Saturday. For us, we will be back at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium tomorrow night for another Loup Platte Conference doubleheader, as Kearney Catholic will be in action taking on Ravenna. And then on Thursday, we'll be bringing you action from Minden as the Whippets take on Grand Island Central Catholic. Friday, Overton takes on Pleasanton. So a busy, busy, busy week on the basketball court. So we're glad to have you along with us, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco's. Whether you need Husker gear, Loper gear, basketball, football, it doesn't matter. What's going on? Misco's can fill your list. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Again, earlier tonight in the girls' game, Wood River 48 and St. Paul 29. Kelly Bossert, 21 points, 9 rebounds to lead the way for Wood River. And to the boys' game, St. Paul 68-29 over Wood River. And don't forget, Monday Night Football currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 at the half, Seattle 10 and St. Louis 3. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us from St. Paul. Again, the final 68-29 Wildcats. We'll see you tomorrow night for Ravenna, Kearney Catholic.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.